Oftentimes, as we get physically active in our lives, we forget about an important aspect of that physical training, and that would be hydration. We're talking with Hilda Lytle, County Director, UT Extension Service in Warren County. And Hilda, why is water so important to our life?
Well, amazingly enough, about two-thirds of our body weight is water. Even though we think our body is a solid functioning unit, more than half of our body weight is water, so we have to think about that. And more importantly, 75% of our brain's weight is water. So we know that water is important for just about every function in our body. For example, water is really important for our body to be able to cool itself. We need it to digest our foods, the things that we like to eat, but we've got to digest those as we go. And also to absorb and transport nutrients throughout the body to the places that it's needed. Water also acts as a lubricant for our joints, and it cushions our vital organs, and so we want to take care of those organs. It helps prevent constipation, and it carries all that waste products from the cells itself. So again, it's so important for every part of our body, and we need to get as much water in as we can.
We need to get as much water as we can. How much is enough?
Well, there you go. Good question. We've always heard 8 8-ounce glasses of water. But if you stop and think, if for someone that weighs 100 pounds and they're drinking 64 ounces of water, that's quite a bit of water for that person. Whereas a 250-pound person, 8 8-ounce glasses may not seem as much to them. So for us, a good general rule of thumb is half of your body weight in ounces. So if you have a 200-pound person, they should drink about 100 ounces of water or get it from a food source.
You mentioned food sources for water. What are good water sources besides just water?
Of course, you can get it from fruit and vegetable juices. Even our fruits and vegetables do have some water in them. Milk, soups, prepared gelatins, just different things. And like I said, many fruits and vegetables are even over 80% water. So we're going to get it there, even though it's a solid food item, but it doesn't always necessarily mean we have to drink just the liquid water, knowing you have some other sources there that you can use as well. I would be cautious with caffeinated drinks because caffeine will take some of that water out, but other than that, you can get different ones through that.
We're talking with Hilda Lytle, County Director of the UT Extension Service in Warren County. And we're talking about hydration. Can you rely on how thirsty you are to know when you need to drink water?
Well, you know, it's true thirst tells us that we need water, but some experts out there believe that by the time someone thinks they're thirsty, they're already slightly dehydrated. So what do I mean by dehydrated? Even as a little as a mild dehydration with 1% body weight loss can be considered mild dehydration. So we tend to, by the time we're thinking we're thirsty, we have already lost some body weight, so we know we need to add that back in.
Okay, you mentioned the dehydration.
Yes.
Who is most likely to become dehydrated?
Well, most likely, first of all, it's going to hit our elderly. I do work with that elderly population quite a bit, and as we get older, we don't tend to want to drink as much. For various reasons, it may be from medications or different things. We just don't feel like that, or they don't feel like they need to drink that much water. But we know that it is important because we need to replace losses, and a lot of times medications and other things change that and make us need more water. Also, adults tend to think, you know, they may have to go to the bathroom more at night, those kind of things, so they don't want to drink water, or it's just not convenient for going on trips and those kind of things where we might not want to have to stop so much, so they just don't drink water. But that, again, if we go back to the first of this conversation where we talked about how it's important for all those body functions, we need to be aware that we still need to take care of transporting the nutrients and the things that are happening in our body other than just the urination part.
Thank you, Hilda. Hilda Lytle, County Director of UT Extension Service in Warren County.